Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And good morning, it's Monday and you're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Single and I'm going to be chatting with Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers. We're going to be chatting hearing and hearing loss, and you're going to want to be listening to this one, excuse the pun, and let us have your questions for our guest on the studio WhatsApp number 061-895-1019. We'll be back with Olivia after these ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Good morning. It's just gone 11 minutes after 9 here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Single and you are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show. I'm chatting with Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers SA. Olivia, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Awesome. So tomorrow is World Hearing Day. Are we seeing more awareness around hearing and hearing loss? Just before we went on air, we were chatting about how the age for those suffering from hearing loss is coming down. Tell us a little bit about World Hearing Day and the risks that we're facing.
Yeah, so World Hearing Day is very, very important to us as audiologists. As it's a way for us to give out to the community and give to the community more opportunities to have your hearing tested and to know exactly what's going on. Unfortunately, the age of hearing loss is decreasing quite significantly. So we're seeing a lot of people at a younger age now with hearing loss and who need to have hearing tests done and hearing aids potentially to assist them in their everyday lifestyle.
So in the research that I did for the show, I came across some quite worrying information. The World Health Organization says that nearly 1 billion young adults are at risk of hearing loss. What is driving this risk and these new threats to our hearing?
So because we're living in a digital world, young people are being exposed to a lot of high volumes for longer periods of times, especially through gaming headsets, going to concerts, gyms, those kind of things. So noise exposure is really, really affecting the loss of hearing. And listening to music at high volumes for extended periods, falling asleep with earpods in or AirPods, attending music festivals. So we don't realize how much damage it's actually causing. But even if you are listening to your AirPods or headphones and your music is so loud that you can't hear the person in front of you or next to you, that means it's too loud already, and that's damaging your hearing.
I think the one thing that people may not be aware of, and I'd love your thoughts on this from your experience, are people aware of the fact that hearing loss, you can't sort of go to the gym and train your hearing back once it's been damaged?
Yeah, that's very true. So unfortunately, once it's gone, it's gone. So you do have certain cases where it's an infection in your ear or things like that, which can just decrease your hearing for a certain amount of time. However, what we are seeing mostly as the audiologists, we see the noise-induced hearing loss and age-related hearing loss. And with that, those little hair cells inside your inner ear, they are falling flat and there's no way to rejuvenate them. The scientists are working on it. I'll give them that, but it's not going to happen anytime soon, and we can't wait for that cure. We have to fix it now, and the only way we can fix it is by stimulating that nerve, and that would unfortunately be hearing aids.
Okay, so should hearing tests almost be compulsory for younger people to set a baseline that they should be coming in. I know with World Hearing Day tomorrow, there are some specials going on for hearing tests. Walk us through the process of the hearing test, when it should be done, and who should be doing it.
So a hearing test is for absolutely everyone. There are different hearing tests for different age ranges. But when you are first born, we automatically do a hearing test, or you should have had your baby being tested with a device called an OAE. So it doesn't hurt. There's no damage or pain or anything caused. You literally just put a little earbud into the baby's ear, and it's an automatic test which tells us if there is a response coming back from those hair cells so that the baby is aware of those sounds. So, and it's very quick. That takes about 5 minutes to do. And you'll be very surprised, especially the preemie babies who are in ICU and around all of those equipments. It's so, so important for those babies as well to be tested. They need to go through a little bit more testing because of the noisy environment which they're in, and possibly the medication, which can also damage the hearing. So from the get-go, from when a baby is born, you should have your hearing tested. From then on, you should be testing your child as soon as you are aware of anything that you're nervous of. If your child isn't responding nicely to you, or if it's just a teenager and you think, it's not listening nicely, any signs like that, or if they're complaining of pain, immediately go and get your hearing tested. It's very important. Then when you reach the age around 30, that's when you should be doing an annual hearing test, a full-on diagnostic in the soundproof booth or with the soundproof headphones to make sure that your hearing is stable. And that really, really, really should be done once a year.
Okay. And so once a year, this is something we should be going to and catching early. What is the benefit of catching the hearing loss early?
So if you catch your hearing loss early, you are stimulating that nerve to preserve it as much as possible. We unfortunately can't stop the deterioration from happening, but as a mild hearing loss, you can get used to the sound that you are experiencing through the headphones for the hearing aids, because unfortunately, it's not a natural sound. It is an artificial intelligent device. It's technology. It's basically a little computer on your ear. It's not going to sound like your natural hearing. And a lot of people don't expect that. And they expect that their hearing is just going to be naturally perfect again when you put a hearing aid in. And that's not the case. So if you catch it at a mild hearing loss and you put those hearing aids in, your brain can get used to all of that sound and it'll make that transition a lot easier and delay the process of the deterioration of hearing as well.
Okay. So I think, again, just in the research that I did, I understand there's about 12 million South Africans that have some degree of hearing impairment. Do we find that there's a bit of a stigma around it, that people are happier to live with mild hearing loss? Is it something that we don't even notice? Because, I mean, those are pretty big numbers.
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge stigma around hearing loss, that it's only for the old people, and it's really not. You get such amazing technology nowadays that technology is really enhancing your everyday life. Just for instance, a Zoom call or a business meeting and listening to music, you can stream all of that straight to your hearing aids nowadays. So the technology is really advancing so much that you don't need it. You can just use your hearing aids. So even with a mild hearing loss, you can use it to your advantage. And they're so discreet and small nowadays that most people don't even see them.
Do they have a mother-in-law mode that we can set just to tune out a specific voice? I'm kidding. I don't want to get into trouble here.
You can definitely mute them.
Okay, fantastic. Even better. Just before we go to ads, I want to touch on sort of the contributing factors to hearing loss, just so that we can put that down, almost set it in concrete, set it in stone, so that people are aware of that and what they need to be avoiding. So I think we've touched on loud environments. I think just before we go to ads, let's jump on that very, very quickly.
So So the loud environments is what we spoke about. So that's a big one. But there's also just normal aging process, and dementia as well can be a cause of it. So when that happens, is that your hearing loss, if you ignore it, your brain starts to shrink basically, and it doesn't listen as it's supposed to, and that can also affect dementia, Alzheimer's, all of those kind of things. Diabetes is also one which you must be very cautious of, as that can also affect your hearing, and certain medications as well. So unfortunately, these are things we can't really prevent, but having your hearing tested will allow you to just be reassured that, okay, you're on the right track and it hasn't deteriorated since
Okay,
then.
fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We're going to go to ads and we'll continue as soon as we are back.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle and I'm chatting with Olivia Blackbeard, head of audiology at Specsavers SA, something that is absolutely vital, because I think the understanding that I'm getting, Olivia, is that we almost give away our hearing levels if we're because we're not looking after it, and we're putting ourselves at risk and perhaps in loud environments. And it's like, okay, it's for a few hours, how bad can it be? But even that short-term exposure can cause some real damage to the system. One thing I just wanted to touch on again, maybe we can go a little bit more in depth, is the headphones and the earbuds that we see so many people using, particularly the youth. You mentioned gym, loud gym environments. So when there's loud music on at the gym, we're putting our music on even louder, plugging that sound straight into our ears. I know when we travel and fly, people are having their headphones on, or just even, relaxing at home, watching YouTube videos, maybe putting that volume up a little bit more, a little bit more, and a little bit more, rather than a little bit less, a little bit less, and trying to train our brain. Talk us through sort of the damage that happens with the headphones, or the potential damage. And then also, is it beneficial to try and turn the volume down and pay attention to the sound?
So what we should be doing in an ideal world is following the 60-60 rule. 60% of your maximum volume of your headphones, AirPods, any of that, for 60 minutes. After that, you need to take a break. Otherwise, then you can start damaging your headphone, your hearing. So what is damaged with your hearing is how sound waves work, is that they travel through the middle of the inner ear, going from the middle canal into the moving the tympanic membrane. Once they move that eardrum, they're going to move through the little bones, and then they create that vibration of the hair cells inside the cochlea. So that vibration inside the hair cells, having it constantly going and going and going, it's going to damage those tiny little hair cells. And having those hair cells damaged can cause what we call a temporary threshold shift, where your hearing can actually deteriorate just for a couple of days, a couple of hours. And if you continue to push music through that and damage these hair cells while they're already in that temporary threshold shift, they're not going to be able to come back. And we want them to be able to come lift up again to be able to respond to those sounds. So we need to follow the 60-60 rule.
I think because the problem with earphones is they're such a great way to isolate, reduce an overwhelming environment potentially, and just almost to calm down. But we need to then understand the risks that we're running, and to take those breaks is absolutely, absolutely vital. I think, it's interesting that we have all of these rules for environments that we go into, such as no smoking now, but there's no rules for maximum audio levels in environments and in concerts and so on. Is that something that you would like to see, where there are maximum rules set for environments
But it
or
is
maximum sound levels?
Yeah, no, it is starting to come out there. As we were talking earlier, you mentioned your Apple Watch. It brings up a warning to tell you, oh no, loud environment. So that is your warning. And everyone should be aware of the 60-60 rule. And hopefully the World Hearing Day is allowing that to spread the message even more. So little signs like that and the technology now, people know when they are setting up the AirPods or the headphones that is what can cause damage. So there are definitely factors that can help. And even using noise cancelling headphones, that's a great way because it reduces the environment sounds around you. So you don't need to keep increasing your music to be able to hear that sound. The surrounding sounds are much quieter. So obviously, you must be careful because you don't want to increase it continuously. But having that noise cancelling headphones makes a huge difference in terms of how loud an input you are putting into your ears.
Okay. I mean, that's such great advice that if you can get noise cancelling headphones, get noise cancelling headphones, use them to reduce the ambient noise, the sound that's going on around you, obviously while being safe. And you don't want to be walking in the city through traffic with them on, but to lower the amount of volume that you need. Should we really be building a habit of trying to get the volume that we listen to lower and lower all the time? Is there a way then that our, you know, if we're lowering our volume, that we can make our mind or our brain work a little bit harder to process the sound, and we almost develop that in terms of better quality hearing?
So unfortunately, that wouldn't work. What would work though is having your hearing tested so you know, okay, you have a mild loss or you have abnormal hearing, so you know where you stand, you know your baseline. Then once you know your baseline, having your AirPods or your headphones on, then have a conversation with someone and put that music on for you and make sure that you can hear that person in front of you. If you can hear that person in front of you and your vol and you know where your volume is supposed to be, keep it there. Don't make it louder, just keep it there.
And just take that responsibility for your hearing and your the quality that you have left in terms of your hearing levels. We're chatting with Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers. Let us have your questions for our guest on 061-895-1019. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle. I wanted to touch on listening fatigue. Olivia, what is that, and how does it affect us day to day?
Okay, so when you are in a working environment or even at home and you notice at the end of the day you are so tired, that it could actually be linked to your hearing as well. And that's something we many people don't realize. You are focusing so much so on what you're doing, listening to the conversations and putting all your attention on getting to understand all of those little words. And your brain is working even harder to try and put the puzzle pieces together because you're missing out on certain sounds. That by doing that, you are using up your more energy than what you naturally should be doing. So that's really important. And we don't want you to feel overly tired or overly exhausted after having a long day. We want it to be an easy, natural sound for you. So that's the aim of hearing aids and getting your hearing tested so we can really find out that what is going to be best suited for you.
Right. I think that's a great segue to move into hearing aids. And to chat about them. So let's touch on what are hearing aids and what do they do in essence? And I think has the is there still a stigma around hearing aids?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, there is still a stigma around hearing aids. A lot of people think hearing aids are only for the older generation, and they are these big, bulky, beige things that cover your whole ear and really do look terrible. but they're not that anymore. They are so sleek and really barely noticeable that it makes such a big difference to your everyday life. It's also empowering because you are now, instead of going, sorry, what? Please repeat yourself. You're now going to be able to hear that conversation, and having that ability all the while stimulating your brain and having a natural conversation and being included in the community, that is a huge impact, and it's worth every cent.
I think that's such an important point because we mentioned earlier the sort of the potential cognitive decline when there's hearing loss. I mean, hearing loss, in essence, really is isolation from what's going on around you. And if it's not dealt with, do you find that people who are delaying it more feel more isolated? They get frustrated. People around them get frustrated. What are the effects, sort of socially, psychologically, and cognitively, on co declining hearing without doing anything about it?
So it's a terrible cycle, unfortunately. It actually takes most people between 5 to 7 years to come back to the audiologist once they've already been diagnosed with a hearing loss, even if it was mild. Can you imagine now 5 to 7 years sitting with your wife or your partner who is so frustrated that they are not listening to you? Because that is how the spouse feels. The spouse doesn't understand necessarily that they're not hearing them. They believe, no, you're just not listening to me. And that can cause a lot of tension within the families and the communities that we don't want that. We want you to be part of the community. And on top of that, if you think of a broken leg, this is always my go-to example. You've broken your leg and your leg is now in a cast. And that muscle inside completely deteriorates because you're not using it. Now you've got that for 7 years. That poor nerve inside of your brain is not stimulated with the correct sounds for 7 years. That is a huge impact on your brain. We have CT scans and multiple studies which can show the brain's activity decreasing around the auditory central parts, and that's going to impact your effect to Alzheimer's, dementia. And isolating yourself from the community makes that even worse. So it's a horrible vicious cycle. And then normally when the people come to us after the 7 years, it's not too late. We can always help, but the transition from what you are hearing now to the artificial hearing is much more difficult.
Okay. Let's talk about the practicality of the hearing aids. How do they work? You mentioned artificial hearing. What is that? What can people expect?
Okay, so hearing aids are like a little mini computer that sit behind your ear. They can sit behind your ear, then they go into your ear, or you get the ones that sit into your ear. So we'll focus on those two. So what happens is that they listen in and they take in any of the information or the communication that is going on around you. It then amplifies it according to your audiogram. That is a main thing for the hearing aids. So as they are amplifying it, if you only need high frequency sounds and your low frequencies are absolutely perfect, it will take that into consideration and only amplify what is needed. And then it'll take it through to your ear canal and it'll give you just enough volume to create that natural sounding hearing. So there is elements of AI in most of the hearing aids now, and the technology levels are absolutely incredible. So it will analyze your environment as you go from one situation to another. So as you go from the one situation, it'll realize, oh, okay, you're just talking to your spouse, it's a quiet environment, and then the microphones will move to direct the attention on her. If you are then going into a business meeting straight from that and they've got a radio playing in the background, it'll reduce that radio noise and focus in on the people around you. So it really is a smart technology nowadays.
Absolutely phenomenal. What has your experience been working with patients, seeing them coming in with hearing loss, maybe being a little bit resistant to hearing aids, and then getting their first hearing aids? What has the change been? Sort of, what are the good news stories around this?
Oh, it's really, you get some great, great ones. One of the best ones I had was I had a couple who flew in all the way from America. They were on holiday and they both experienced major tinnitus or ringing in the ears. And with that, they then started to struggle to hear each other and struggled with the communities they were working in. So when we put the hearing aids on them, their first reaction was, wow, my tinnitus is gone. The ringing in the ears completely stopped. Now, that is not the case for everyone, warning, but for them, it made such an immediate impact that they said it was the best purchase they've ever made, and they were left
Wow,
with snap.
phenomenal. Oh, absolutely phenomenal. We're going to go to ads, and then when we come back, I want to just chat a little bit about hearing aids and perhaps some of the younger members of our community and what's that like for them taking on. So let's go to ads, and we'll be back with Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers South Africa. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas Tingle, and I'm chatting with Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers SA. Olivia, just before we went to ads, asked you if we could touch on what it's like for younger people to get hearing aids. I'm sure you know, we all know the pressures of primary school and of high school and what kids can be like, but what have you found in your experience for the effect on their quality of life? Maybe let's touch on the stigma and then sort of the effects of getting the hearing aids.
So, luckily, the children nowadays are actually very open to the hearing aids and very accepting of it, as they realize the technology involved is going to help them so much. And the younger ones, even the teenagers, they find it so cool that they can now connect the hearing aids to their phones and they can listen to music. So we actually have to slow them down a bit because they're so keen and eager to get all the technology through to them that we have to take some of the technology away when they go to classes and schools and stuff, because otherwise they get a little bit distracted with everything. But the impact that it has on their grades, on just then the knowledge of, okay, my child struggles to hear, we need to accommodate them. We need to make sure that there is no background noise while we are having dinner, that they sit right close to the front of the classroom so they can hear the teacher better, not by windows, not by the fan. All of those little things make a huge difference to the child, and they really do appreciate it, and hearing that difference is really one of the best parts of my job.
Absolutely phenomenal. And in terms of academic performance, are we seeing increases from them once they get the hearing aids in, and also social connection? Is it improving every aspect?
Definitely. Every aspect is improved. If you think of the academic side of things, doing something simple as dictation, they aren't able to do it because they can't hear. So if the teacher is saying, the cat sat on the mat, they may hear the mat sat on the cat, because it's the little words, it's the subtle sounds that they are missing out on. And that makes a huge impact, especially when learning how to read and learning all these new words. It really, and learning new languages as well, because I know a lot of schools do multiple languages now. So the academic side of things is huge, but the friend side of things as well. The minute they're in a loud environment or in a busy group, it must be so overstimulating for them. By having the hearing aids in, they can then decrease that environmental sound. So a bit like how we would use the noise-canceling headphones, it'll reduce that background noise so that they can focus in on who they are talking to.
That's absolutely incredible. So, just before we chatted off, when we chatted off air, mentioned I've been sober for 19 years. And one of the reasons for my drinking was anxiety, social anxiety, and that overwhelming sense. So, it really hits me in the heart. And I can feel that when you say you have the opportunity with the hearing aids to be able to focus in on who's talking, and also, most importantly, focus out just for peace of mind and quality of life. That is an absolute, absolute game changer. If we look at hearing aids and where they've gone and where they're going, what do we see coming over the next 5 to 10 years in terms of the technology that that you're aware of?
So they are getting so technologically advanced at the moment. It is insane. I've mentioned a few things like the streaming ability and listening to phone calls and having all of that go through the audiogram so it can enhance that speech and clarity for you. But on top of that, you're now able to recharge your hearing aids. You don't need to fiddle with these little batteries anymore. And they are becoming almost fashion statements now, just like glasses are. So when you put some of these hearing aids in and you look at some of these hearing aids, they look better than AirPods or hearing headphones. In some cases, they really are becoming beautiful. So there are so many advances, and the smaller they're getting, so tiny. So all of these things are really able to assist just the transition going from hearing aids into your natural environment and getting used to them. It really does
Right.
help.
Phenomenal. Are there different price points? Because obviously within South Africa, we have such a range of different economic levels and affordability. Are there different options? So, for example, if an employer wants to bring in an employee and support them with their hearing, are there price points that are a little bit more affordable to enable people to benefit from hearing aids?
Yes, definitely. So there are a whole range of hearing aid options, and it's very difficult to discuss price ranges in general because it really does depend on the person. It is very specific for the patient, as we need to see the type of hearing loss and what environments they go into and all of those kind of aspects before introducing the concept of hearing aids and the price point. But what I can tell you is that Specsavers offers a range of financial help when it comes to this. They've got an amazing 3-year warranty on all of their hearing aids, so that they are then able to help you throughout that whole process. And even with the payment or payment options and things like that, using MediWallet and using the audio plan, there's lots of options available out there. You must just contact your nearest Specsavers.
So I think that's such great advice that don't be afraid of the cost. There's something that can be found that can work for you. Also, if we look at sort of the myths around hearing and hearing loss, what are some of the myths that you would like to bust?
The biggest one for me is that the hearing loss is only for old people. That is not the case at all. And we've touched on it quite a bit today, but it really is that average age is becoming younger and younger, and we need to make sure that people are being tested sooner and sooner so that we can identify it quicker. And that you must be open to the hearing aids because of all of the advantages of the communication and being part of the community and all of the technology advantages as well, and the brain stimulation. There's multiple advances when it comes to advantages when it comes to hearing aids. So by focusing on those instead of just the fact, oh, I'm not old enough for hearing aids. It doesn't matter what age you are. I have seen babies who are 1 and 2, and I've fitted a lovely old man who is 102. So everyone can wear hearing aids. I wish that stigma would go away.
Okay, 100%. I think it's no one has an issue wearing glasses. And I think that would be a wonderful thing then to see with the hearing aids. On a slightly lighter note, has the technology in the hearing aids developed, like the Apple AirTag, to help you find one or two one if you lose it?
Yes, it has.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes, so there are apps which you now download when you connect your hearing aids to your phone. And that app is so easy to use. It's completely user-friendly. It's actually easier than using the buttons on the back of the hearing aids nowadays because you can see what you're doing. You can increase the volume, you can decrease the volume, you can change the settings and programs. But the best one is that it actually has a location app where if you go onto it, it'll give you a geolocation on where your phone was last connected with your hearing aids and give you that exact location.
Okay, absolutely phenomenal. And I think the fact that they are rechargeable is a huge benefit to people, because I know people with hearing aids, and it can be quite fiddly to change these tiny batteries out. So I think that's something that's absolutely fantastic. Do we have waterproof hearing aids that one can wear in the shower, or is it something that you don't want to be getting wet?
We don't want to get it wet. It is still a
Okay.
computer, unfortunately, but there are implantable devices, if that is the route that your audiologist suggests, which are now waterproof. So the technology is there, so we're getting there. Just give us a little bit more time.
Absolutely phenomenal. Just before we go to ads, is there anything that we haven't? All right, well, let's go to our ad break now. And then when we come back, I'd like to get your thoughts on what we haven't touched on and what you would like to leave our listeners with, just in terms of hearing and hearing health.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and I've been chatting with Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers SA. Olivia, just before we wrap up the show, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to share? And just what thoughts would you like to leave our listeners with today?
So I'd like to just make aware that Specsavers has now got 71 audiology stores. So we're now officially the largest audiology retail network. So with that being said, Specsavers wants to challenge the idea that hearing is just about turning up the volume. We want to clarify that hearing is about clarity and how efficiently your brain processes sound. So when hearing starts to change, people don't often notice it as a loss of sound, but as an increased effort. So if you're working harder to follow conversations or feeling drained after meetings, that's your brain overcompensating. So hearing well should feel natural, not exhausting. And that's why getting your hearing checked is about protecting your energy, focus, and overall performance.
Absolutely love that. We've got a couple of questions and comments from our listeners. Let's run through them quickly. The first one: so many people seem to have difficulty finding a hearing aid that really works, and even with a hearing aid, have trouble hearing. What advice would you give there?
So the big thing that people forget about is that it's not the hearing aid. You need to have a connection with your audiologist. Your hearing aid is not like glasses where you can put them on and completely fixes everything. Hearing aids need time. Your brain needs to focus your attention and it needs to adapt to this new hearing aid, this new device that's in your ears. So you need to have a connection with your audiologist and free where you must feel comfortable. Go to them and be like, please, can you help me with this? This is why a lot of the audiologists insist on follow-ups, because those follow-ups will allow us to see how you are coping with the hearing aid and how we need to adjust it for you. We can't just miraculously expect it to put it on and it works perfectly. It is a process.
It's a process. Fantastic. Thank you. Then the next one is from Errol. Regarding the 60-60 guide, would have thought that mix volume varies considerably from one source to another. Maybe the advantage of 60-60 is the simplicity of it. So just being a very simple and effective rule. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it does vary a little bit, but there is an overall guide for where the producers of the headphones and the AirPods and all of that have to stick to the guidelines that they
Right.
can't have a certain, they can't just blast your ears off.
Ears to pieces.
Exactly. So we have that 60%. And obviously it's going to be slightly different on certain headphones, but use your discretion.
I think use a quality brand where you can rather save up and buy good quality headphones that would be sticking within the 60-60 rule is great advice. And our last comment, just before we wrap up, from Carol, wonderful to hear that you can get rechargeable hearing aids as the batteries are very expensive. It's a great comment. Absolutely. I think rechargeable is how we want to live our lives. Olivia, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been ear-opening, let me say that, and some great advice. Thank you for your time and thank you for joining us today.
Biggest pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. That's Olivia Blackbeard, Head of Audiology at Specsavers SA. You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. I'm Nicholas Singel, and I'll chat with you next week.